Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, always, always got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And, you know, inspired to know when we have different styles of infallible individuals on the show. And, of course, my independent artists, you know, thank y'all for sending me your MP3 submissions so I can get your content on the rotation, y'all. I got some upcoming shows going to be out of sight. I got a lot of new upcoming artists, y'all. I got one named Piston. He is definitely raw, y'all. He got some hot jams. I've been listening to him. I like him, so I'm sending a shout-out to him. But first, before I get to the show, want to send a shout-out to Icebreaker Radio. I had my first interview today with Chosen. Hey, and it was off the chain, y'all. So my boy Chosen, thank you again for my interview. Y'all definitely got to go to icebreaker.com if you want to check out my interview with I had with him today. Hey, thank you again, Chosen. Today on the show, going to have my girls, Portia and Mercedes, straight out of Long Island, New York. They're going to be dropping a lot of jams, y'all. So, hey, according to Yo Rap Magazine, they have the best female empowerment and sensational topics on their jams. Y'all got to check them out, y'all. They are definitely hot. They on fire. Y'all definitely going to be seeing a lot of them. So, you know, I'm going to collaborate with them, y'all. I'm going to definitely check them out. So, but y'all, I'm all excited. Chosen got me all excited today on my little interview. Well, I tell you. But, all right, before I get to the interview, got to give you a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. Got my girl MJ rolling with me. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Girl, nothing. Had my interview today. Girl, I'm just out giggles.
Go ahead. What? That's what I'm talking about.
I'm patting myself on the shoulder right now.
There you go. Virtual. There you go.
Yes. So what's up, girl? Did you watch our Black Ink Crew?
I was trying to, because I was trying to catch it on demand, but it wasn't recorded, so I missed that, and I miss Loving Hip Hop.
Girl, Love and Hip Hop was. Yes. It was all about Miles Milan and the girl this time. It was just strictly about them.
Oh, yes.
So it was good. It was good. He came out the closet. And, you know, he told her. Of course, she was just all upset. She was really, really upset. And then he went to his two sisters and he, you know, talked to them. And of course, they embraced him and everything. They were fine or whatever. So, but It was just all about them.
Okay, that's what I figured.
But the Black Ink Crew was off the chickity chickity chain, girl.
So what's it the deal? Is that just a boy married? What's up?
I don't know. Steve was kind of pissed off at her. He was like, you know, he was tired of her being messy, and she just kind of went back to the photo shoot. She didn't like that. So what's up with what's the girl name? Something the Body. What is that girl name?
Buffy the Body. Buffy the Body.
Girl, she looked. She got more dimples on her cheeks. So what is Duchess? What are you worried about? I was like,
I was just talking about the one that he took that photo shoot with. No,
yes,
that was Buffy the Body. I forgot her name, but yeah.
It's something the body. Girl,
yeah,
she
I
was,
know you're talking about.
She was pissed off about that. That's what she was upset about.
Wow.
I was like, girl, really? That
oh, my
big,
goodness.
That big tail had more dimples. God could have connected dots with them dimples. I was like, you worry about this. Girl,
oh.
Sit down somewhere. But it was good.
Thing.
It was good. Of course, you know, they cut up. My boy Tigger,
yeah.
You know, he emceed the show.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But I got some other exciting news.
What's going on?
I'm going to be on the community radio station starting next Saturday. I'm going to have my own show, HD. So y'all
that's
definitely got to check me out. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be at the radio station doing my show, having my little celebrity friends, celebrity guests, going to have Big Steak, which is my nephew. He's going to be definitely bouncing with me. So, girl, it's going to be exciting. So
oh,
I got to have
right.
My...
You go, girl.
Yes, yes. So, you got no more dirt, no more gossip, no nothing else? Because what
the
hell?
The only thing, you know, Lamar is up responding and everything, and now the big
yeah.
question is, which... Chloe go back to James Harden, or will she go?
Oh,
she's
definitely going back to James Harden. She just thought he was gonna die. That's all she was just there to make
that's
sure that money
question.
Wasn't gonna go nowhere. Girl, come on, really, girl. That girl coming
yeah.
right back to Houston. To
but
the
it's
just
a blessing that he made it through. You know, it could have been a
yeah.
worse situation. But
you know what?
That is a miracle.
This could be a wake up call for him.
I hope so. I really do.
He ought not even want to look at no more drugs. He shouldn't
Thank
even want to see the word drugs.
I hope, man.
So,
I hope he gets himself together.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But I'm glad he kicked back and got back in the gig. That's what I'm happy about.
Oh, yeah.
So
we'll see.
But I'm fighting him back.
Huh? I said, I don't think there's any more dirt out there.
No, ain't nothing else going on. Ain't nobody pregnant. Ain't nobody having no affair.
No, but you did. Well, I don't know how true this is. They were saying about the Atlanta, not the Atlanta Housewives. Oh, yeah, it is Atlanta Housewives. About
yeah.
Portia and
Sheree Whitfield.
They have something going on. Yeah. Yeah, Cairo.
Yeah.
They have something going on. I'm like, okay, we'll
yeah.
see.
Cairo looks like he's dead. Yeah, I say
Cairo
looks like he's dead, too.
Stop it. Oh, you silly.
They better sit down. They wrong mm-hmm. for that. They are definitely wrong for that. But, girl, I don't know. But the thing of it is that, you know, mess is mess, and they kind of like
yep.
those stuff. They're going to mess with my girl Portia, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Girl, yes. But all right, Missy, thank you for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we got to give you a little tea. We didn't have a lot of tea today, but it was enough. But, again, I want to send a shout-out to my boy, Chosen Icebreaker Radio. Thank you again for my interview. I had fun with you. Definitely want to check that out again. Y'all got to go to icebreakerrecordio.com and check it out. Going to drop a couple of joints. Then I'm going right to Miss Portia. And Miss Mercedes interview. So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
The love of my life, from the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
Back up in it, the track so terrific. And you got the lovers for how we can whip it. Cause us been chosen for sure, we prolific. Stop these three brothers, all three we give it. No one could ever split us and rip us apart either. Deliver the rock, we just divorce of our people. We stop deep on a whole nother mission. What the game been missing is a new rambition of the old school, new school rap coalition. You are hereby invited, focus, pay attention. Any track, any place, anytime, I'm there. Pen and pad, play the track, turn me up real clear. Blast it in my ear, what creatively enables me to find a rhythm so your critics can't label me an MC that's pitiful. Each song is lyrical, each verse is critical. Point blank, a miracle.
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars.
Hip hop, you a drug in my blood. Got a pen and pad, keep a nigga fucked up. Met in 96 right away, I fell in love. Every time I hear your voice, girl, I gotta get it up. Tell me who was fake, who was real from the start. T-bad for the group, let that nigga move on. I ain't about to argue with no nigga that's grown. I could do that with my lady when the nigga reach home. No, I put it down, never have a weak song. And I always love my dogs, even though they dead wrong. Started out with 4 and we ended up with 5. Now we back down to 3, but we on the same vibe. Niggas came and went, that was cooler than a bitch. If I wear a size 12, I can't make a 9 fit. Some people do, end up paying up their shoes. Many problems in the group, and I still pull through.
Hip-hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Pull my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. Hip-hop, you the love of my life.
Wreck the mic when I step up in his booth. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. And still in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hoop and I shoot, wrote rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood demons try to touch us every season. Back in the cut, demons say the boys will never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Waiting for this labor for some extra dividends. Ain't trying to make no friends, need revenge on these bustles. Thought we want to see, trying to crush a nigga dreams. Well, I'm back up on the scene, doing good at my profession. Natural born gifts and thank the Lord for every blessing. I strive to perfection every line that I drop. How the hell you gonna tell me I don't love hip hop? Really?
Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my pillars on the page, say whatever I like.
Yeah, man, and we chilling with your girl Cindy on Open Talk Radio, baby. You know how we do it. You dig.
I lost that call, y'all. Y'all going to have to hold on. I'm going to play some jams so they call back. So till my technical difficulties clear up, I'm going to play some more songs. So all my listeners, I am so sorry. I lost my girls. Hopefully they'll call back in a few minutes. But I'm going to give y'all some jams, so just sit tight. Don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rondo. And I'm chilling with my girl, Cindy, with Open Talk 2. Take night.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
All right. Well, all right.
Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping.
I know.
Jumping like the Easter Bunny. Say you need some loud, come and get it from me. I got it for the low.
Loud.
On the block, grinding like a stripper on the pole. I be drinking on the mo. I be blowing on the dro. Try and rob me on the low. I cock it back and let it go. Like X, I'm a roll. HB and my bossy ain't talking about money, bitch.
Swerve.
Ricky Bobby hating niggas can't stop me. Hoes want me at they main thing. After I roll, smoke the thing. look like I'm Beijing. Hey, hey, guess your goal is to hate me. Talk shit, call my goons and get your touch for an AC. Hey, can't escape me now. I'm the man, go to Camelot West with my niggas, drop a band. Ever since I was a youngin', getting money, been the plan. So I learned and started thugging and I gained the upper hand. If I know,
money,
if
I know,
got it,
got it.
Never been a problem. Beef is nothing, I know how to solve it.
Yup, yup.
Loud pack in my lungs, you can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumpin'. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup,
yup.
Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Verse two. I be on the same shit. Aiming at your brain like I'm trying to rearrange it. They ask me while I'm shooting. I tell them it ain't click, click. And I swear I'm on fire.
Fire.
It's like I can't miss then.
Put
the pussy in the coffin. Flick her off and take her down. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
A wrestler, nigga.
Hit it back to the block. So fresh swag, wetter than the body in the dock. I don't stop.
Nah.
We got them geek, no feel. Smoking WKU. We kinda unreal. I mean, I'm high as heaven, it's real. I mean, I'm trying to get high and chill. I mean, I'm smoking and choking and posting and focused on getting this money for real.
Westside.
Throwing up. RIP to my niggas' cups out. I'm pulling up. So what? I'm high as fuck. Like a Blake Griffin duck. Fucking whole hood butter. There.
Today on the show, I'm rolling with two hot female artists. Hey, they're the new hip hop sensation. I'm rolling with Miss Portia and Mercedes. What's up, ladies?
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you doing? I like this, y'all. Y'all tell me what inspired y'all to get into the music industry.
It was kind of sporadic. It was very, I actually, Portia, I called up Mercedes one day and, you know, after listening to some music and just kind of was just like, you know what we should do? We should start a hip hop group, Portia and Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and we always had hip hop, you know, in our souls in a sense, because we were rap when we were young.
I would say that I do seek out a lot of business ventures,
meals and different things like that for us.
Okay.
But in terms, in that sense, I do, like, make a lot more decisions. That's because I go after them. But, you know, both of us, you know, we definitely have, we both have decision-making power. It's just that I do more in that genre.
Okay.
So I'll probably, you know, make more decisions.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, have y'all collaborated with anyone or just y'all two only?
We do some collaborations. We have our latest collaboration was with Ma's nephew. We have a song coming out with him. But most and like some underground independent artists, you would say. But we haven't done any major collaborations, and we feel that like when that time comes,
That's what I'm saying. If you could collaborate with anyone, who would you really want to collaborate with?
I would say myself, it would probably be like someone like John Mayer. That's like certain genres, like his hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I think like once he gets into it at the level that where he wants,
whatever,
it was just about anybody. You know, because that's hip-hop, and hip-hop artists are supposed to come together. But when you have something that's not supposed, people don't expect it, you know, something like us, an alternative music type person, not having to love John Mayer. And so something like that would be very unexpected, and I would love to see where that could take us.
What about you, Mercedes?
I would definitely, it's very few. Now, you know, I would collaborate with, you know, a lot of different artists, but the two off the top of my head that I would definitely want to collaborate with and can't wait to would definitely be J. Cole and Drake.
Okay. What if y'all had the opportunity to collaborate with Nicki? Would y'all collaborate with her?
I'm sure the time will come.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, it's
you know, y'all rooms a little better.
A lot of other female rappers that they don't want to give certain female rappers the credit, and they don't want to help them out in any kind of way. They just want to be that only female on top. So
yeah.
I mean, the opportunity came to us, we would love to squash that whole stereotype that females don't help other females.
That's
and, you
right.
know, female rappers don't collaborate in a sense with other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to smash that in itself, but we don't know how willing she would be to do something like that.
Yeah.
Because
who has she worked with? Just Iggy, huh? That's about the only one she's worked with, huh? Or Beyonce. She worked with Beyonce, too, didn't she?
Yeah, that's a little bit different,
yeah.
though, man, because they're in a different lane.
Right. So, yeah, that's true. You're right, yeah, that's true. But let me ask you this. What current projects are y'all working on right now?
Right now, we're working on promoting the dealership.
Okay.
So we have a video out right now, the dealership, and you can find that on YouTube and on Google. You just Google Porsche Mercedes in the dealership.
Okay.
And then after that, we will be promoting our EP, Cool the Dealership. And you're going to get 10 songs on the EP.
All right.
The first song is going to be Cool the Dealership, and that's pretty much an introduction to what our theme of our CD is going to be about.
Okay.
And we talk about a lot of different topics from the dealership.
Oh.
Pretty much from the dealership, which is about, I don't want to say exploiting men, but being in control of men.
Okay.
That's what we're going for right now.
Okay.
We're dominating this male dominated industry.
That's what I'm talking about. I love when we have my female artists call in, because on my show, every now and then on Fridays, and I might hit y'all up one Friday night and just call in and do like a old school, you know, freestyle type thing for me, because that's what I do. A lot of the artists, you know, that's upcoming, they call in and they listen to the show, and they listen to y'all's interviews, and they get motivated and inspired by y'all interviews. So that's why, you know, I love when the female artists step up and they, you know, I mean, I love when y'all doing y'all thing. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So let me ask you, what does hip-hop mean to y'all?
For me, hip-hop means culture.
Okay.
And in America, we have, we have two main cultures. We have your white culture, and we have your black culture.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, everyone else that comes to America, they have their cultures in their other countries, but as soon as they assimilate either into the white culture or the black culture. And the black culture is mainly hip-hop.
Okay.
So with that being said, we've created our
our style.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone in America, hip hop has made, you know, made black people popular. Hip hop has made other races, other cultures want to be who we are, want to know who we are, you know, and love us and think we're cool and different things like that. And so it's brought us so far in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So hip hop represents so much than just music. It just represents black life.
Okay. What about you, Mercedes? What does hip hop mean to you?
Hip hop is telling a story. And a lot of artists are not telling stories anymore. They're kind of just hopping on a track and just putting random words together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really disappointing. Like hip hop is great. You know, a lot of artists are still good and, you know, a lot of artists are still coming up. But I feel like where we're at now, it's kind of struggling. So, I just think it's a lack of storytelling and it's a lack of creativity now.
Okay.
And a lot of people are just getting comfortable where they're at once they get popular and they're no longer trying.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's understandable, you know, once you get popular, the money starts coming in, you know, you have fans who are diehard fans that, you know, you get comfortable where you're at and, you know, you feel like you no longer have to try.
That's right.
So I understand that, but at the same time, I just feel like hip-hop is black.
Okay.
And we're just here to bring it back.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask you, for anyone, it could be a female artist, young female artist, anybody that's trying to get into the rap game, music industry, since y'all already got y'all feet wet, you got experience, what words of wisdom or just knowledge would you share with that individual?
First, I would definitely have to say patience.
Okay.
Patience is, like, really, really big. A lot of people are rushing into something that doesn't happen overnight. And when it doesn't happen overnight, they get discouraged and, you know, give up. But pretty much take your time, build your contacts, work with as many people as you can, do some shows, and definitely get a team. Build a team. Because you're going to need that. And once you have a team that actually believes in you,
mm-hmm.
once you figure out your lane, like who you are with, you know, in this music industry, because a lot of people are artists, but they don't exactly know who they want to be or what type of sound they're going for. They're just creating music.
Create, yeah.
To figure out, you know, yeah, that sound that you're going for, pretty much like the package is almost complete. And you just have to have patience, perseverance, and you got to keep going.
Okay.
And, you know, eventually everything is going to set itself in place.
Okay. Mercedes, did you want to add anything to that? Oh, of course. Did you want to add anything?
No, I think Mercedes hit that on the head.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you girls for taking the time to call the show today, and I am definitely going to be looking out for y'all. So, y'all,
thank you.
Make an old school OG make you proud, girl.
And make sure you check out the video and look out for the EP that's coming out.
Definitely gonna be seeing them out there, y'all. That's my girl Portia and Mercedes from Long Island, New York. Again, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on out of here tonight, but we got it going. We got it going. So next week on the show, gonna have E.W. Brooks, Damon Dash, Lil Prodigy. She's gonna be on the show. Y'all gonna check her out.
y'all definitely tune in with me again. Check out my updates. Go to my Twitter at OpenTalk2 at Twitter. If you got any stories you want to share, you want to put your music on a rotation, hit me up at OpenTalk2. Y'all to come. Also, don't forget, if you got what it takes, you want to play, if you live in the Houston area and you want to play women's professional football, hit us up, www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. We don't want no punks now. We want some girls that want to take some licks out there on the field. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to leave some y'all with some joints, and I'm out of here.
Take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake it.